first starting point is that we increase training places. So currently we train about 350 GP trainees every year. Unfortunately, not all of those will come into general practice. Many will leave the country. Some will go into other disciplines of medicine. What's shifting as well in terms of a trend is that young trainee GPs want a better work-life balance. They don't want to be working 70 or 80 hours a week, and many of them don't want to come out and essentially become business people, having to manage a practice, manage staff, and that's what they have to do. And that's why I have also called for the option of a public contract, a public GP contract, where you can have GPs working for the HSE, treating patients and not having to have that option of having to run a busy practice. There's also issues about how we value GPs, and there are issues in rural communities. If you live in a rural community or if you work in a rural community as a GP, it's a big geographical area. You might find it difficult to get locum support. It can be very often an area where a higher age demographic, you have more complex care. There is a review underway at the moment in relation to general practice. And I would hope that it would look at all of those issues. So obviously expanding training places, looking at greater incentives to attract more GPs to come in, trainees to come in and become GPs, particularly in the public system, but also in rural areas and maybe pilot projects that can attract more trainees into rural areas. Mm. Look at the incentives, look at how we better value GPs, and then appreciate that that work-life balance and greater flexibility is something that all employees want, and GPs are no different.